was surprising. He seemed to have no suspicion of any impertinence or inappropriateness of such questions being put to him. He made known to the inquirer that he certainly had been long absent from Russia, more than 4 years, that he had been sent abroad for his health, that he had suffered from some strange nervous malady, a kind of epilepsy. His interlocutor burst out laughing when, to the question whether he had been cured, the patient replied, "No, they did not cure me." "Hey, you paid your money for nothing, and we believe in those fellows here," remarked the black-haired individual, sarcastically.
"There's the real truth, sir,"
exclaimed a shabbily dressed man of about 40, who possessed a red nose and a very blotchy face.
"The real truth! All they do is to get hold of our good Russian money for nothing."
"Oh, but you're quite wrong in my particular instance," said the Swiss patient, quietly. "My doctor gave me money, and he had very little, to pay my journey back, besides having kept me at his own expense while there for nearly 2 years."
"Why, was there no one else to pay for you?" asked the black-haired one.
"No. Mr. Pavlichev, who had been supporting me there, died a couple of years ago. I wrote to Mrs. Epanchin. She is a distant relative of mine, but she did not answer my letter, so eventually I came back."
"And where have you come to?"
"That is, where am I going to stay? I